You're listening to me, Gabby Sanderson, presenting Drive Time for the International Radio Festival, live in London Town, with a very special guest. Actually, you've brought some kind. Mates as well, haven't you?
Yeah, there's hordes. I brought hordes with me.
We can't get everyone on the bus.
No. Let's get a whole fleet of buses. Yeah. We need it.
So this is Ian Chambers from St Bart. Let me get this right. Bart's and the London Chest Hospital Radio, because you've now merged, haven't you?
So that's right.
Tell everybody a little bit about yourselves and the merge. Just tell me everything,
anything.
Ian. Tell me
okay.
everything.
Okay. I'll tell you my entire life story. No, maybe not.
It's only a two-hour show.
Exactly. We're a little charity, and we've a lot of us have been doing hospital radio for a long, long time, 20, 30 years in some cases. Mm-hmm. And we had the opportunity to set up a brand new hospital radio station at London Chest Hospital in Bethnal Green, London.
This was about 3 years ago, was this?
That's right. That's right. Quite famous now for having Fabrice Mwamba. Was one of our patients recently, so it's quite a well-known hospital now.
Wow.
And we were invited by the NHS Health Trust to then set up a radio station for Bart's, which is St Bart's Hospital, if anyone knows it, is a massive central London hospital.
Of course, yeah.
With over 1,000 patients at any one time.
So where do you broadcast then? If you're covering both hospitals... Where's the studios? Are they based in one of the hospitals? Because I saw in the information that you sent me that you actually go around and visit patients and get requests off them as well, which I thought was lovely.
Yeah, that's the whole thing about hospital radio. It's the most immediate radio you can get, most local radio you can get, where one minute you can be visiting a patient and 10 minutes later you can be playing their favourite music.
Yeah,
and it's been medically proven that can really cheer people up and help them get better.
Yeah, I would completely agree with that. I mean, even if you're having a bad day and then you put on one of your favourite songs, it always makes you feel better, doesn't
it? Exactly. And that's the whole reason for hospital radio. It's about mainly about visiting patients, but then putting together a semi-professional radio programme. as best we can, semi-professional. We're all volunteers. We're all amateurs.
Yeah, there's 12 of you.
At the moment, but we're looking to grow that.
Right,
Because we've got this great big challenge of St Bart's Hospital, which is like 10 times the size of what we've got now.
Wow.
So our studio's in London Chest Hospital right now.
That's the one in Bethnal Green.
Yeah, it's a little bit bigger than this bus, but not much bigger. In fact, when you finish with the bus, if you just let us know, and we'll park it somewhere, okay?